Slater. Slater curls one. Oh, that's a fine goal. Good little shimmy. And a good curler. That's 4-2.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk football with Robbie Slater.
Just before we get to the maestro himself, Rory McIlroy has just tapped in on the 18th and he is the championship winner of the Players' Championship. He won with a final round of 72 under par, 67, 65, 70, 70, and he beat the veteran Jim Furyk by just the one shot, just the one shot in the end. Rory McIlroy holding his nerve down the stretch. This man, well, he ate pressure for breakfast, this bloke. He held his nerve under all sorts of drama. Robbie Slater, good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's happening, troops?
We had a good chat with Alan Stajic this morning, mate. That was some turnaround. Your first week in charge of the Central Coast Mariners to come up with a win.
Yeah, it looked a great win for him. It was a strange, strange game. Newcastle blew it, really. But you got to give full credit to Central Coast, who haven't had a lot of joy this season. So, look, they took their chances in the second half. Newcastle, that was a poor first half, quality-wise, if you want. But Newcastle hit the post, missed a few chances, and Central Coast Mariners hit them on the break in the second half. So it was a bit of Stajic magic to get them that win. So, yeah, unlikely, but deserved in the end.
Yeah, now I read your column in the paper yesterday, Rob. It does give the Central Coast Mariners fans and supporters some hope going forward.
Well, it gives them a bit of hope, mate. They're going to have the wooden spoon. So let's move on to other things that have been happening in the world of football, particularly in the FA Cup. There was a lot of surprises.
Don't you like good news stories?
Yeah, I love good news stories, but, you know, we don't need to dwell on it for too long. They're bottom of the table by some distance, and they're going to finish with the wooden spoon. So it's great that they've got their win, but we don't need to talk about it for half an hour, do we?
Well, just before we get off the A-League, Sydney FC, they in trouble?
Yeah, I think they are. Did their game yesterday, and the reason I think they're in trouble is because, and I've seen it before, I've seen it over the years since the Asian Champions League has started, there's been a few exceptions to the rule, but the squads that the A-League clubs have don't really stand up to the test of Asia. Asian clubs, the Japanese, the Korean clubs, Chinese clubs have massive squads, over 40 players. We're confined by the salary cap and 23 players. So, look, I see they've got injuries already. Yesterday was a very, very flat performance. Take nothing away from Melbourne City, who did their job, did a professional job, but the Asian Champions League is a drain on the Aussie clubs. Victor and Sydney are the ones involved, of course. So, look, it is what it is. And I think next season when things might change, squads might be bigger, there'll be hopefully no more salary cap, and that might change. But it was a difficult performance. So they're in second position, only just with victory behind. Perth got a win on the weekend to virtually wrap up the Premier's plate, which, as you know, is a very important trophy in our competition, less so in the AFL and the rugby league. Done a fantastic job, Tony Popovich. So that about wraps up the A-League. Wellington, well, Mark Rudin, what a job he's done over there. Fantastic. They beat the Wanderers 3-1. He's got to be a chance for Coach of the Year, although Popovich will probably get it for what he's done at Perth.
You want to speak FA Cup, mate? Man United going down?
Well, they did. Yeah, to Wolves. And the FA Cup is an important competition. Doesn't hold the luster it had many, many years ago, of course, with the advent of Champions League and four positions. But still a trophy to be won.
And I must say,
TK.
Yes.
You know, the most important news of the weekend was one Wolves, my former club, who march into the semi-finals of the FA Cup for the first time since then. I played in their last semi-final in the FA Cup.
Oh, there you go.
I was about to say, did you ever get to Wembley for an FA Cup final?
No, I didn't. I missed out with Wolves. We got to the semi-final, played at Villa Park against the great Arsenal side, and we lost 1-0. But that was the last appearance by Wolves in a semi-final. That was back in 97. And the other big news of the Hyundai A-League weekend, of course, was my record stands and still stands 32 years in counting. You two bozos probably don't know what that record is, but I'm the only player to have scored 5 goals in the first 5 games for a new club. Jamie McLaren was trying to equal that yesterday for Melbourne City. He scored four in his opening four games, but didn't equal the Red Baron's record.
No one will beat that record, Robbie.
Did you give yourself that nickname, the Red Baron?
No, someone gave me that when I was a 17-year-old.
I like that.
One of the first columns was called the Red Baron, then it became the Bulldog. Mm. The Bulldog, of course, the other Bulldog is Dean Ritchie, and, mate, I'm not as ugly as him.
No doubt about that. So you scored five goals in your first five games for your new club.
Yeah, for Sydney Crows when I moved to there in 1987. It stood for 32 years, which, to be honest, boys, sarcasm aside, I didn't even know that until Jamie McLaren scored his fourth last week, and one of our stats men brought it out, and it's a record that stood for 32 years, and I wasn't even a prolific goal scorer, so anyway, I must have had a little burst at my new club, and it's the record that still stands. There you go.
We've got to say this morning, mate, Liverpool are back on top of the Premier League table, but they've played one extra game.
Don't butt me. Not on a Monday morning. No butts. It's back. The pressure's on City. They're going to crack. They're going to choke. Probably not, but we can always hope. Actually, it wasn't...
They got away with it, didn't they, in the end, in the FA Cup against... Who did they play? Swansea, didn't they?
They do what they got to do. But for Liverpool, yeah, interesting. A lot of criticism for Mo Salah, of course, top goal scorer in the English Premier League last season. And it's been called selfish after this win over Fulham. And selfish meaning that, you know, he was pretty greedy when he could have offloaded the ball to teammates to score a goal. You know, it's a little bit like in rugby league, Laurie, I don't know, a centre running for the try line 20 metres out. He's got his winger on his outside who can go over easily and a defender in front of him, and he takes on the defender and doesn't score. So that's pretty much what Mo Salah is. It's just interesting that, you know, the hero of last season just coming in for a bit of criticism. Let's get back to
I'm just having a look at some of the scores. So Everton, 2-0 over Chelsea.
Upset.
Yep, Richarlison with the first goal. And you probably don't remember, but I did tip that on Friday. Everton to beat Chelsea, and Richarlison is your first goal scorer. Although correct score was 2-1, but I'll take 2-0 with the first goal scorer.
Yeah, that's pretty good effort. Good on you, Robbie.
Good on you, guys.